United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. By welcoming all the world's people and affording them unprecedented opportunities, America has embraced the most talented minds in all fields and from all countries. In becoming a true melting pot with few barriers to success, this young nation has become a model for others to follow. The United States has dozens of major cities playing an important role in U.S. culture, heritage, and economy. In 2004, 251 incorporated places had populations of at least 100,000, and 9 had populations greater than 1 million, including 5 important global cities: New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Philadelphia. In addition, there are 50 metropolitan areas with populations over 1 million, including Long Beach, Dallas, Boston, Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego. With no official language, English is the de facto language of the United States. About 82% of the population speaks only English at home. Although not all Americans speak English, it is the most common language for daily interaction among both native and non-native speakers. Opportunities in this country are only limited by our imagination and our ability. Indeed, two of the richest men in the world, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, hail from America, and both started their companies from the ground up. But despite its success as one of the world's superpowers, the United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. She first visited America in the late 1980s in response to the earnest and sincere invitation of spiritual aspirants. Since then, Supreme Master Ching Hai has accepted many invitations from around the country to share her wisdom and knowledge on spirituality. Over the years, with her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the country. For example, in 1993, many parts of the Midwestern United States were flooded as a result of heavy rainfall. Supreme Master Ching Hai's heart went out to these victims, and thus she immediately sent relief teams to this region to provide financial and material assistance. In 1994, in recognition of her compassion and contributions to these states, the governors of 6 Midwestern states, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Kansas, presented Supreme Master Ching Hai with the World Spiritual Leadership Award, and also proclaimed February 22nd as Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Qinghai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. Contributions were given to the Virginia chapter of the American Red Cross, National Red Cross in Washington, D.C., National Salvation Army, Crisis Link, an organization to help the families of the Pentagon victims, and the Virginia Hospital Center, where many of the injured victims from the Pentagon were treated. In New York, Supreme Master Qinghai's contributions were directed to the Salvation Army, the American Red Cross, and the Firefighters Memorial Fund. Additional contributions from Supreme Master Qinghai were allocated for relief supplies. Our association members on site at Ground Zero provided supplies, medicine, and daily nourishment of delicious vegetarian food and hot coffee to relief workers. For rescuers who were in areas too dangerous to leave, the Qinghai Mobile Meal Truck, the only mobile food unit at the time, delivered food directly to those workers. As an embodiment of true love, Supreme Master Qinghai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the United States, from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states, from the elderly to the homeless, the orphaned and the impoverished, and victims of natural disasters. All are recipients of Supreme Master Qinghai's love. Everywhere she goes, Supreme Master Qinghai leaves an indelible impression on the hearts of all those who met her or received her unconditional assistance. For many, Supreme Master Qinghai's words of wisdom act like a loving balm that soothes their aching soul as they yearn to return to God's embrace.
We now invite you to listen to the following lecture given by Supreme Master Qinghai in Colorado, USA, on April 10, 1993, entitled, Enlightenment is the Key Answer to Everything.
Master, I often see that in meditation it is my mind watching my mind. I lose faith that I can't go beyond this technique. Any advice? Thank you.
What kind of technique?
Using the technique of mind watching my mind.
Oh, of course. It's not a very suitable technique for you, perhaps. Because we use the mind to watch the mind. We are still inside the mind. And inside the creation, destroying, and nourishing process, we should go beyond the mind. Therefore, in our meditation, we don't use the mind at all. Yeah? And that is the most advanced technique. So maybe try ours, okay?
What happened to your husband?
Oh! Thanks for your concern. That's what I want to ask you, ask myself. We have lost contact for, I think, several years now. When he waited for me 6 years, all right? And then he remarried after 6 years. And during the time, we write off and on half a year a letter or 1 year a letter. And after 6 years, he got married again with a vegetarian doctor, wife. And then he got a son. Yeah, and he reported that to me. That was the last I heard of him. If you are interested to know, maybe I go into the second level and have a look at his future.
Master, how important is it to see the light 18 inches in front of me? I only see it close to my forehead.
It's fine. It's a good beginning. Don't worry. It will grow further.
I don't know if it's my business to understand, but I like to find out about Buddha's message when he came from India and sat facing the wall for 9 years.
Oh, the patriarch, the Bodhidharma, facing the wall for 9 years because he had nothing else to do. If it hasn't been for you, I would probably sit and face in the ceiling for 19 years. It's equal to an enlightened master, you see. If they have things to do, they will do it wholeheartedly. If they have nothing to do, they just do what they want to do. Yeah, that's it. And if you love the war so much, why not? Of course, I make a joke about it, but you see, to elaborate it further, you should understand that an enlightened person is very contented within him or herself and do not desire to do anything when it's not necessary. For example, if I don't come to you, or if I don't lecture, or if nobody requires me to come out to see them or talk to them, I'm always in my room. Yeah, of course, sometimes I like to take a walk in the garden or in the forest whenever it's there. If not, I stay in my room. I do nothing, I'm just happy. Yeah, I may read books or not read books, I may meditate or not meditate, I may sleep or I may feel awake, I may eat something or not eat something, I'm fine within the walls, you see? That's the problem with the prisoners, because they're not enlightened. Therefore, they feel walls separated them. If they are enlightened, they sit pretty well in there, and I never probably want to leave prison at all. Yes, it is because we are very contented within ourselves. You see, therefore the patriarch, he sat there and he felt good. Yeah? At that time probably there's no lecture hall for him, and not many people understood him, therefore they just sit there and enjoy himself. He could have done other things, but it wasn't necessary at that time. There was a story about Zen master and his disciple. One Zen disciple, yeah, very enlightened perhaps, came to see his master after some time. And then his master asked him, well, what did you do all this month? Yeah, you have summer vacation now, what did you do? He said, in my backyard there is a big piece of land. I cultivated it and planted some vegetable. And it tastes so good, it looks good. Yeah, and I feel very good about it. So the master praised him and said, well, you did not waste your time, huh? You know how you use your time, it's very good. Yes. And so the disciple asked the master, then what did you do during this time that I am not here? What did you do? And the master says, in the daytime I eat and read books, in the nighttime I sleep. So the disciple also nodded. He said, well, master, you also know how to use your time. You didn't waste your time. You're very useful. You understand? Yes, it's very comfortable. It takes an enlightened mind to understand an enlightened mind. So that's what it is with the enlightened people. If they have work to do, they do it. If they don't, they don't miss anything. So whenever we are on tour, we were always sometimes in a kind of famous places, you know, like when we were in Mexico, we were next to the pyramid, yeah? And of course people would like to go there. It's about 1 hour from our place, actually. And my room is in the middle of the city with all the noises and all the narrowness of everything. But still, I don't long to go to pyramids, so we never did go, even though I stay there 6 days and lecture only 1 day. But I see people every day, of course. But I have no longing to go to see pyramids or anything else. I stay always, every day, every minute of the day in my room. And so, actually, I told you again and again, enlightenment is the only way for the cure of everything in this world. Otherwise, if anyone else, you put them in the room like that, yeah, and don't let them go to see pyramids or things, they'll be unhappy. But we are not. I and my disciples, the immediate crew, you know, nobody wanted to go to pyramid. I asked them, if you want to go, you're free to go. Don't have to wait for me or ask my permission. But nobody wanted to go. They're just happy to serve. They sleep when they have time, and when they wake up, they go and prepare for the lecture, equipment and all that. No one longed to go sightseeing or nothing. It is because we are very contented within ourselves. Therefore, the first patriarch, Bodhidharma, the Buddhist who came from to China and faced the war 9 years, it is the same situation.
During meditation, do we need to keep ourselves awake so that I know that I am meditating? If I fall into a state of not fully being awake, or I fall asleep, is there any good in my meditation at all?
Yes, it's a good sleep.
I've been on a vegetarian diet for 3 months, but I can't cross my legs because there's a problem with my legs. So am I qualified for initiation? And can you comment on posture and meditating?
Then don't cross your legs, for God's sake. Do what you want with your legs. I don't want your legs, I just want your enlightenment. Okay, then I don't cross my legs, fine.
After initiation, if Master is not with us, if I have any problems with my meditation, what should I do?
The Master is always with you. Master is not the body. We are wisdom. We are connected with the whole universe. And the Master, who is worth his name, is omnipresent. So whenever you're in trouble, the Master knows. And the Master is always helping you to progress. Whether you see the Master or not, it depends on your power of samadhi. Otherwise, the Master is 24 hours awake and taking care of you. So don't worry, okay?
Master, you are very beautiful and have much to offer. I am glad to be here. My question has to do with the ego. What are we to do with it, if anything, and why does it exist?
I see. The ego doesn't exist actually. The ego comes from the information that we collect, yeah, during our time and during our interrelationship with others or with all things around us. Yes, for example, when you were born, you have no ego. But when you grow up and then you know yourself to be beautiful or handsome, like me, yes, then the ego begins to grow, yeah? And everybody praises you, wow, you're beautiful. And then you had a PhD, you grow more in pride. And that is the ego, yeah? But don't worry about it. It's just a good accessory sometimes. And you can throw it away anytime you don't need. But you have to have enlightenment first in order to know when to wear it and when to put it down, okay?
What kind of light and sound can I hear when I reach the fifth level? I mean, what symbol will let me know if I come to the fifth level meditation?
That I tell you at the time of initiation. Because I cannot just tell you like that at random. I don't know what kind of meditation you do. If you want to elaborate further, maybe it's better. The fifth level is meant for the initiated people only, not for all the disciples. They couldn't even reach the first.
Dear Master, I'm married, but I sometimes have dreams of being with other beautiful girls. How do I prevent these dreams? Am I creating heavy karma? Please tell me.
It's all right. Just enjoy your dreams, okay? Just don't do it in the reality. Otherwise, your wife will not let you enjoy it. Yeah? And keep it a secret. What can we do with dreams, right? Forgive yourself. It's okay.
How can it happen if we are born as a twin?
No, because you like to stick together, I guess. Huh? that you have affinity with each other, and you want to go out at the same time, to have companion. No problem about twin, yeah? We are twin ourselves. We have both feminine and masculine aspect inside. And if we reunite that, we are happy, yeah? And forget about the physical aspect.
Dear Master, please let us know more about energy, the relation between energy and peace, and love. The only thing we know from science is that energy cannot destroy or create, and energy could be transformed from one kind to another kind. Some say God is energy, God is love. What do you think?
I think these are only sayings. Before you experience that, all sayings are empty. I do not like to be a living dictionary. But an example of the true energy. When you are enlightened, you understand this energy and all the metaphysical question. Energy have many kinds, negative and positive. When we are enlightened, we balance both and make use of them for the purpose in life and in the right time, the right situation. I told you already, if we are enlightened, the world will be at peace. No need to change anything. Of course, that is peaceful energy that we radiate after enlightenment.
How to affect our beloved, such as husband or wife, to be a more moral person? Is there a special method to help them?
Yes, enlightenment. Enlightenment helps you to be sharper in all feelings, yeah? And you'll be a better wife, be a better husband even. Many of our initiates claim that their married life became much better after both of them practiced God's presence, yeah? Of the light and the sound. Before that, they're just having a kind of very lukewarm relationship or cold to ice cubes. And after enlightenment, they know how to care for each other and they feel more toward each other.
Dear Master, I've had a lot of nightmares in childhood. Now the nightmares are gone, but I still dream frequently every night. Please tell me why, and are these dreams involved with my karma?
Maybe you had a very rough life before. You live in truly nightmarish life. Therefore, the influence still linger up to now. Well, it sounds like advertising manager, but enlightenment is also for everything, yeah? If you want to live a fearless life, a dreamless life, then of course enlightenment is the answer.
Master, was Hermes, Zoroaster, the Essenes, the Gnostics, masters? And who were the first masters, and who is the Great White Brotherhood?
All masters, all true masters are one. They came from one source. And the highest master is the Supreme Master, the Almighty, yeah, which is in all of you. When we first came here, we were master before. And when we came here, we blessed the world and we forgot all about our power and our glory. And our energy were also exhausted because we pay attention to outer phenomena. So all the masters who came here are the one who is awakened in this awareness and know their true glory. And they can travel the road home frequently, and they can lead us back home. So no need to discriminate between any master. All the religions are founded after the master has gone. Therefore we have a Christian after Christ, Buddhist after Buddha, etc. Okay?
Enlightenment always seems so lofty. In what ways will I be different after enlightenment? How will I know it, just in black and white?
Oh, you know it definitely. You know it just like you walk inside the door and when you were outside the door. It's very definite and very beneficial to your daily life. You know it very definitely. Just like an educated person and an uneducated person. There is a great difference.
Is it true that to become fully realized, one must practice the highest yoga, tantra, and the secret mantra? And did Buddha perform this before full realization?
I didn't see anything like that in the scripture. I only see that he sat under the Bodhi tree for 40 days or more, and he saw the stars at the time of realization. So if you want to have this same realization as Buddha, you can have it right now. And about tantra and tantrum, I do not know. I did not see anything in the Buddhist scripture referring to the Buddha practiced tantra before his enlightenment. I only know that he saw the stars and he saw the light. So if you want that kind, we have it. Okay?
There is a vow to refrain from intoxicants. What about chemicals on fruits and vegetables?
Oh, my God. You're a fanatic. Wash them with the salty water, yeah? And eat them. Otherwise, you die. Yes?
Since I started the vegetarian diet, my son, who is 7 years old, asked, "Is it another no meat day?" I realized my son was born with great nature of not eating meat, but due to my ill concept, I started his meat eating habit. How can I restore his greatness and reduce my guilt?
Then take time. You have taken much time and effort to force your son into meat, and now you have to take the same amount of effort and time to reverse.
Dear Master, please explain what kind of karma is it when there were dictators like Hitler, Lenin, who caused the wars that killed millions of people and made millions of others suffer.
This is a collective karma of mankind, which, as I told you, are byproducts of the interrelationship between human and other beings in this world or other world. And that kind of byproduct became a kind of very forceful, strong energy hanging around our Earth atmosphere. And when it's too condensed, then it has to manifest into some kind of visible form, such as the very grave dictator who kills millions, etc., as you have asked. So therefore, these people are not to be blamed also, in a sense. But ourselves are to be blamed. If each one of us lead a life of virtue, keep the commandments, and refrain from killing of any kind, including the indirect killing for keeping the vegetarian diet, and the world will have never bred this kind of dictators in the first place. These are there to remind us of the virtuous way. And if we are not awakened yet, then these things will continue to remind us until the whole mankind is awakened.
What is anger? Why does it boil inside of us? And how do we release anger?
Sometimes it helps, yeah, to release it outwardly. Sometimes we, between husband and wife, or man, or parents and children, there exists some kind of tension. And after you have cleared it together, you clear the air, it's also helpful. whatever comes naturally, just let it be. If you cannot control it, or try to, you cannot control completely about it, and just try not to bear hatred in it. Just express what you feel, express it in as best manner as you can. Because sometimes anger, when swallowed too much of the time, will breed disease within the body. So the best is that first we have the virtues of God, and then all the passions, many like anger, greed, attachment, will subside by and by. Yeah?
You said only human beings can become a Buddha. I want to know, if a disciple passes away and he's on the fourth level, does he need to come back to this world to be a human being, and after that to study until he becomes a Buddha?
No, he doesn't have to. He studies from there. The master will continue to teach the disciples and never leave the disciples until the disciple completely realizes himself.
You said you denounce immorality. What is meant by sexual misconduct? Is lust wrong?
I do not denounce anything. I just propagate correct way of life, and you're free to follow it. Okay? I do not denounce anything. If you feel that it's a denouncement, it's not true. Just that you go into the wrong direction, now you should go back to the right one if you want to arrive at your destiny, which is the kingdom of God. Too much sexual abuse and indulgence tired your body, exhausted your mental power, which should be conserved for the greatest enlightenment, to help yourself and to help mankind. It's more noble that way. That is all. Yeah? Sexual misconduct means you have too many girlfriends, too many boyfriends, too many husbands and wives. It exhausts your storehouse of energy. Okay?
How do you suggest that a person go about attaining enlightenment when that person lives in extreme and almost constant pain?
There are many drugs that help you with pain these days. You do not have to endure that. Medicine you can take in order to prevent the pain, and then when you are calm and peaceful, then you can meditate.
Please let us know if the comforter that God sent, the Spirit of Truth, is only one comforter or a few comforters. If there is a few, please let us know how many.
You want to shop, huh? Shopping for enlightenment. One is enough for you right now. Okay? Because even if there are a few, who knows if they will come to you, and when, and whether you are still alive when the other comforters come. Understand? Okay.
Oh, Master, I have a hard time meditating because my head hurts when I start to meditate. Please tell me how to stop the headache.
Maybe you try too much. You should not have any effort, yeah? But I don't know what kind of method you study, so it's difficult to tell you. But whatever you do, relax, yeah? Just do it just like you are mowing the lawn or eating the breakfast. No need to put strain on your brain for concentration. In our method, we do it without effort. We just sit there and the light will come. Therefore, it is better.
What does it mean when some people are absent-minded, when someone talks to them and they just don't react, or they instantly forget what you just said? Is it because they're too mental and they use their mind too much?
How do I know? You ask them.
Dear Master, when you die, where does your soul go and what happens to your energy and karma?
Me or anyone?
It says when you die.
You die.
When you die.
I will tell you after I die. Okay. I mean, I'm still very young. Huh.
If after being initiated I still make a mistake like eating meat or having an evil thought, does it mean that I'll be disconnected with God or suffer some bad punishment?
Evil thoughts, you might not be able to control it immediately after enlightenment, because just like the car brake, you see, when the car runs 60 miles an hour, and if you want to make it to brake it, it's slowly, yeah? So it probably takes us some time to be able to purify completely yourself. But the meat, you can avoid it, yeah? Except when you don't know it, and you eat it by mistake, then it's fine. But you have to meditate more on that day to clean that, because that's a very heavy karma. That's what makes people ill, what makes our body suffer, and what makes we go to hell afterward, to repay for the suffering of other beings.
Dear Master, I sincerely thank you for the lecture today. I wish you to take care of your health so that you can continue to give lectures for the rest of the world and save people who have sincerity to find the way back to God's home. Thank you again. Please take care of yourself.
Thank you. God takes care of me. You take care of me because you have love for me. You have good thought for me. You have loving wish for me. Therefore, you take care of me. I can't take care of myself. I just flow with the water. Wherever there's demand, I just have to fulfill it. Therefore, I have no time or actually no very fixed schedule to say that I could take care of myself. Never mind, I'm okay. I work hard and I'm all right.
This question is about discipline. I find that I am very devoted to trying new techniques for a period of time. When I do not see results, or when I get too busy or too tired, or when I just give up, I don't stay with the discipline. How can I push through my weakness and continue with daily routine and mastery?
Of course, if you have a method and it doesn't work very well, and also, maybe you do not follow the practice regularly and diligently and sincerely, then you will lose your faith. Yeah? So try to do what is instructed, and then your faith will grow more with the result. Of course, if you don't have result, you don't have faith. And the less faith you have, the less result. So you'll be in the circle.
Master, sometimes during meditation, with the convenience method, sometimes I feel a chill from my spine going up to my head, and then there seems to be a feeling of energy encircling my head. What does this mean? Is this a bad or good sign?
It's okay. Okay. It's your kundalini at work. Afterward, you'll be used to it. It's only a convenient method. And still it works out so much because of the master power bless you. Other people, they practiced many years to try to awaken the kundalini, and they couldn't have it.
Did Jacob receive bad karma for tricking Isaac into giving him the blessing? Did Benjamin receive bad karma for tricking his brothers into bringing his father to Egypt?
Are we talking about the Bible?
Yeah, the Old Testament.
Oh. What do we know about these people? Why do we care? They're all gone. That's it? I'm relieved?
That's the last question, yes.
Oh, fine.
Thank you for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us tomorrow for another insightful lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, To Love Others is to Love Oneself. And now, please stay tuned for a journey through aesthetic realms, only on Supreme Master Television. Have a day filled with love and God's grace.